It's the 5th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Police have widened their search across the country for several men associated with the jailbreak at the Isleswood Detention Centre near Bedford. Six arrests were recently made following the initial capture of five detainees. Three of the men are thought to be among the original 13 who breached the perimeter fence of the Serco Run facility following a riot last Friday. The men have been linked to drug-related criminal activity. The other three men who were arrested were thought to have assisted in the escape. William Hodkinson, a detective superintendent with Bedford Police, said, "This is a serious crime and is being treated as such by our officers and those in law enforcement across the country." Cranfield University scientists created a coronation monogram on a piece of recycled gold that can only be viewed through a microscope, where each letter is smaller than the width of a human hair. It contains the royal ciphers for King Charles III and Queen Camilla, with the words Westminster Abbey, 6th of May, 2023. Emmanuel Ngwagbi thought his polling card would suffice for the mandatory photo ID requirement needed to vote. He was turned away from a polling station at Luton Town Hall and returned home to retrieve a picture ID. He said, "In other elections, they haven't asked for ID. Is this the case that most elections are being rigged? No? So why the change?" Mr. Ngwagbi is among a number of people claiming that they were turned away from polling stations yesterday due to lack of photo ID. Biggleswade Specsavers is offering free eye services worth a value of £35 to anyone with the name Charles or a variation such as Charlie or Chunk. The promotion coincides with King Charles III's coronation and runs through the month of May. That's all for this week. Enjoy the coronation bank holiday weekend. I'll be back on Tuesday with your Bedford News updates.